Today we'll be Ezra Hashem be learned Daf Mem Ches of Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics we learned about include Chazer Mechalei Machal, whether the creditor retains the right to forgive a loan after he sells the rights to collect it, and if he does, whether Isha Samcha Daita, a woman will suspect that he will do so after he gives her these rights for Kedushin. Maimich Lashtan, an object entrusted for safekeeping may be transferred to another party with a mere declaration if it is done in the presence of all three relevant parties. The Gemara discusses whether this applies to a loan as well. Shtar she'ein olei edim, the validity of an unsigned document depends on whether edi chasim ekarti, the signatories validate the document, or edi mesir ekarti, the witnesses who observe the transaction validate the document. Kasav shalei lishma, whether a shtar kedushin needs to be written for the woman it is used for, and ksav shalei medaita, whether it just be written with her consent. The Gemara debates whether yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'atzayf, a worker is owed his wages for the work he's already done, or in l'schiris el l'bsayf, he's only owed his wages after the job is completed. Umen kain v'shvachkli, whether a laborer acquires the value of his work added to the item until he is paid. Kedushi tois, the Gemara discusses a kedushin under mistaken assumptions and whether it matters if the error was l'shvach to her advantage. Boi umash b'toichai, when someone uses a cup filled with liquid for Kedushin, the Gemara establishes whether he intended to use the cup, its contents, or both. Mar Makam Hiloi, whether one is particular regarding his instructions or was simply offering helpful information.